This is Ralph Wilson. We're here at the Church of Christ with Pastor Peter. What's your full name, Peter?
My full name is Pastor Peter Seymour of New Life in Jesus Church.
And where's the church located?
The church is located here in this estate of Huruma, Eldoret, Kenya.
So he's a neighboring church to the church we're having the meetings in here. And how long have you had that church there, Peter?
It started in 1999. It's almost 7 years since we started the church. And God is helping us, and we are doing well. And we have less than 50 members, almost 40 members, but we can say God is doing something special every day.
Okay. Yeah. Now, you were saying that you have some that are committed and then some that just attend.
Yeah.
A lot of churches are like that.
Yeah. I can say that the ones that are committed are almost 20. The ones that I know, they are committed. They serve the Lord with all of their hearts and their minds. But the other ones, they just attend sometimes, and sometimes they don't come.
But God's planting the seed of His Word in their lives, and the example of a pastor that lives before them.
Yeah, what we are trying to do is we are trying to teach them. And what I can say is that I'm so happy to meet Dr. Ralph, because he has given us some materials, and I believe that those materials, we are going to use them. Even the ones that are not committed, after we are taught and we get some materials, we will teach them to be committed and faithful to the work of the Lord Jesus Christ.
So you're pastoring a church, you've got 20 committed people. How that can't really support you and your family fully. How do you earn a living?
Yeah, what I can say is that it's so difficult to even earn a living, because sometimes the community is so poor to an extent that they also want to depend on the pastor. So sometimes we go to the church, we come, we preach, we teach, but we come out disappointed sometimes because we don't have any support. And the community and the church, as I've said, we have only few people. They want to rely, they want to depend on us. But
so do you have a job that you earn some money?
No, for now I don't have a job, but I'm believing God to maybe, if I get something that I can do to support my family and also to support the church, that would be very nice.
So why are you a pastor, Brother Peter?
I am a pastor because of the calling of the Lord upon my life. I did not call myself. It is the Lord Jesus who called me. And because He called me, my heart felt that I should serve the people, no matter what they have or they don't have. My calling is to serve the people and to make sure they reach their goal. And the goal is to reach our Father in glory one day when they succeed in this life.
And one of the challenges is help people not depend upon us financially, etc. When people depend on someone, they haven't fully matured and grown. How do you help people grow so they don't become so dependent upon you?
So what we do, we try to teach the Bible, because the Bible has everything. And in the Bible, we see Paul reached a place and he said, people should work so that they may get a living. So we teach them the word. We teach them what the Bible says. And we also teach them that it is good for them to look for some work to do, although it is difficult, but to have faith, look for some work to do so that they can support themselves. And also we teach them that after they get the job, they should also come back and thank God in supporting even the church and the ministers that are ministering in the church.
It's not an easy life.
Yeah, it is. It is an easy life, because everything, when it's put in the hands of the Lord, you have that peace that God gives you. But what I would like to say as I conclude is that if anybody is there that is listening to this voice and can be of help to the ministry in Africa, especially Kenya, we would appreciate, as we are here with Dr. Ralph, whose God has given the call to come to Africa and see for himself what is happening in Africa. We as pastors in Africa, we need people from the States to come and or to hear this message, support Ralph, to support the work in Kenya and make the pastors in Kenya to know God. Because even in the church itself, we have members who cannot afford even to buy a Bible. They cannot have a Bible because they don't have money. And pastors also, we have some pastors who lack even the Bibles and materials that they can teach people. But I believe as God is bringing people like Dr. Raff to Africa, my heart is that God is going to connect us, and one of these fine days, God is going to make Africa to come up and preach His gospel.
You know that Africa is an example to the United States in your love for the Lord and your faithfulness to Scripture. And just yesterday, the Anglican church led by the Anglican bishop here in Kenya, by his action, among others, caused the Episcopal Church in the United States to change some of the way that they are acting towards ordaining gays. So, you Kenyans, God's using you, and God is using you in the Church of Christ. So, don't be ashamed. Be proud that God is using you.
Yes. Yeah, what we have seen actually is that Kenya is being used by God, because the other day we ordained even the whites from the United States to go back and give the message that the Bible is the Word of God, and we should do the Bible. We should not do as we wish to do, but we should do the Bible as the Bible says. So we are glad and we are happy, and we know that God is doing something new.
Well, Peter, my pleasure to talk with you.
Thank you.
Let me pray for you.
Yes, please.
Father, I thank you for the privilege of meeting my brother Peter here. He's serving you, Lord, in a church not too far from here.
Yes, Lord.
The many sacrifices, Lord, he's making for you. I pray that you would give out to him. As he gives,
yes,
give back to him, oh God, so he can give out to others.
Yes.
Lord, let his life be a life of giving.
Yeah.
I pray that you'd help him not to run dry, but continually experience the springs of living water,
yes,
that would renew him day by day, meet every need he has.
Yes.
Anoint his ministry and make it powerful, I pray, in Jesus Christ.
Amen.
In his name we pray. Amen.
Yeah, one of the things I also do is God has given me the grace to teach. So I sometimes teach the Word of God to church leaders and pastors. I had an opportunity to go to a college school, a Bible school. So after graduating, we were being taught about the inductive Bible study. So after graduating, God gave me the grace to continue teaching other people. So I've been going around, meet a small group, they come together, then we go and share the word. So what I need most is the materials. If maybe God can open a way as we go to the United States, we can get the things that we need most, the materials that we can read from them, then we can take the word to those people, equip the pastors so that they can move on. And what is there is that we need colleges in Africa, because many pastors have not gone to Bible school. They only use the Holy Spirit. And of course, we need the Holy Spirit, and we need also the knowledge from the Bible.
That's right.
So if we understand the knowledge from the Bible and the Holy Spirit helping us, the pastors in Africa.
One of the things we're going to try to do at this conference is, if there is a pastor that does not own a Bible,
yes,
we're going to put a Bible in their hands.
Yes.
And that's the least we can do. But I think, you know, what a wonderful thing that would be. And there's some pastors who are here that don't have Bibles.
Yes, please.
And so, praise God. I mean, it's going to revolutionize the ministry.
Yes.
And so, what a privilege we have. You know, that's exciting to me.
Amen.
You know, it's not a big thing for us, but it's going to be a huge thing for them.
Amen.
And their whole ministry is going to touch many, many lives of people.
Yes.
So, that's exciting.
Thank you.